Hello, and welcome to the Bringing Rural Back podcast, where we help you live a more prepared and sustainable life today so that you can have a better tomorrow, no matter what. This is episode number 27, and it's our Christmas episode. Woo-woo! But before that, let's get some chores done. I would like to remind you about our Rural Roundtable. Rural Roundtable is a group of experts covering everything from animal husbandry to homemade soaps that are available to answer any questions that you might have in the homesteading, preparedness, and miscellaneous areas. They're really looking forward to your questions, and we're here, so drop us a line, let us know. If you have any questions, send them to theruraleconomist@gmail.com. We'll be more than happy to answer any questions you have. Also, I'm playing around with the idea of doing like a listener appreciation event. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but what will be involved is you sharing the podcast. So if you get something out of it and you feel like other people would as well, we'd appreciate a share. Now, before we get into our Christmas festivities, there is one more thing that I feel like I need to cover. Up until now, we have been able to go to the grocery store when we needed to and see a little label that says product of the U.S. Congress has struck that down. They struck it down in the thing that right now Paul Ryan is reeling over because it was just a fiasco all the way around. What a lot of people don't realize is that the WTO, the World Trade Organization, and the United Nations actually kind of forced our hand because they actually ruled that the country of origin labeling called COOL, was discriminatory against other countries that were producing food products for sale in the U.S. So basically, the United Nations told every United States citizen that they did not have a right to know where their food came from. Think about that for a moment. We've got people from countries all the way around the world telling us what we are allowed to know. Now, personally, that ticks me off. I don't see why Canada and Mexico got so angry at us that we wanted to label this product from Canada. You know, I would never think twice about buying a product from Canada. Mexico? Depends on what it is. But they were going to level tariffs against any products, more than $1 billion in tariffs on U.S. products that we tried to sell in their countries as a retaliation. Now, rather than stand our grounds, we just kind of crawfished and folded because the U.N. wants us to do it. If there's ever been proof that we don't have any backbone anymore, that's a good one. If they can force us to change our food labeling, what else can they force us to do? I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Okay, now that I've got the garbage out of the way, I've got three of the Rural Roundtable table members who have recorded Christmas greetings. I'm going to drop them in, and then I'm going to do my own little Christmas greeting as well. I hope you enjoy. It's not going to be, you know, the typical topic-centered thing, but hey, it's Christmas. It's peace on earth, goodwill towards men. So with that, we're going to hear from three of the members of the Rural Roundtable. I hope you enjoy it.
Hi, this is Sean and Monica Mitzel from the Prepared Homestead, your Rural Roundtable permaculture and food preservation
specialists.
We're coming to you from our permafarm in the mountains of northern Idaho.
This Christmas season, it is a great time for planning and setting your goals for 2016.
And remember, it's also a great time to just slow down, rest, and enjoy your family.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
I would like to thank Sean and Monica for that. I wasn't expecting the song at the end. That was very nice. Again, they are our permaculture and our food preservation experts. They will be more than happy to answer any questions that you might have. So send us a question to them. And now we're going to hear from Melissa K. Norris, our pioneering skills Rural Roundtable member.
Hello there and Merry Christmas. This is Melissa from MelissaKNorris.com and the Pioneering Today podcast, where I inspire your faith and pioneer roots with old-fashioned traditional skills from the pioneer days to use in our modern-day lives. I want to share my best tip to getting more done without stressing yourself out. And this is true during the holiday season and on and into the new year. And that is to pick one thing and focus just on that one thing. We tend to think that by multitasking that we're going to get a lot more done, but I found that when our attention is divided between so many things that we end up being busy all the time, but we're not really accomplishing a whole lot. This is true as we go into becoming more self-sufficient. Many people are wanting to add more skill sets. And I find that people often get overwhelmed when they start on the road to self-sufficiency is because they try to do everything. They try to become self-sufficient or to develop those skills in every aspect. And then we get overwhelmed and then we don't finish it. So my very best advice is to pick one thing and focus on that one thing, one change that you want to make, one thing that you want to add in or a new skill set into your life or your homestead, and then develop that skill until it becomes part of your everyday routine or something that you're doing on a regular basis. Then add on the next skill set, because if you just add in one thing, then you're going to be able to focus on that one thing and you're going to be able to get it done. Whereas if you add in 10 new things, you're going to become overwhelmed and you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. So that one new thing might be making something from scratch that you haven't made before, or something that you've been purchasing from the store, but you want to make it at home, because the things that we make at home, we know exactly the ingredients that are going into it. It's much more frugal to make it yourself than it is to purchase it from the store. And it sets you up to become more self-sufficient. Your one new skill set might just be making something in the kitchen from scratch that you normally purchase from the store. You can join me and find more tips on being self-sufficient, raising your own food using heirloom seeds and seed-saving techniques just like the pioneers did, a from-scratch kitchen, and preserving all of your own food and growing it at home. We are all about homegrown pioneer stuff over here. So come on over and join me, and I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas.
And like I said, that's Melissa K. Norris from the Pioneering Today podcast and MelissaKNorris.com. And she is available to answer any of your questions on those old pioneer skills. So thank you. She's very bubbly, if you couldn't tell. Our next Rural Roundtable member who's going to give you a Christmas greeting is our preparedness member, Patrick Blair.
Hey guys, it's Patrick from SurvivalAtHome.com. I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and have a safe New Year. Remember to put together an emergency kit for your car. Don't get stranded in the snow this winter. For more information, visit my website at SurvivalAtHome.com. Take care this winter. Have a great rest of the year, and I look forward to answering all your survival and preparedness questions in 2016.
Well, there you go. There's three members of the Rural Roundtable wishing you a Merry Christmas and offering their advice, their expertise. Now, Christmas is a special time for me. all of the memories and everything that have developed over the years. Now, I know that if you want to be, you know, if you study it real deep, that Jesus most likely was not born in December. He was most likely born in March. And I know that there's some religiosity, if that's actually a word, behind us celebrating the season at this time of year. But you know what? I don't know that he actually cares. We set aside this time to remember the birth of someone whom, whether you're religious or not, you cannot deny existed. And you cannot deny that his life and the way that he lived changed the entire world. Have there been people do some really bad things in his name? Yes, they have. But the fact of the matter still stands that a young child was born in a city called Bethlehem. I believe that he was the son of the Most High God. And God, in his wisdom and in his desire to reach down to man, made sure that his son was not born in a palace, but was born in a barn. Not only was he born in the barn, but his first bed was a feeding trough. At the time, you know, Caesar and Herod and all of these rulers were there. Invitations weren't sent to the rulers. They weren't sent to the elites. They weren't sent to the high priests. God sent invitations to the shepherds first. The shepherds at this time, while, say there's some debate over whether or not it was still considered an honorable vocation or occupation, but they were still out in the field. They were under the sky. They had an understanding of nature and the world around them. And yet, God chose these men to be the first to hear of the birth of the newfound Savior. The wise men, even though in our nativities it shows the wise men there at the same time as the shepherds, they weren't there for two more years. They were following the star. The first ones to see the Christ child were the shepherds. Now, I know that Christianity is taking a beating here lately, and part of it's our fault, but that's beside the point as well. When you go into your year and when you take time this holiday season, this Christmas season, remember that it's not about the lights, it's not about the gifts, it's not about all the festivities and all of those things. Shoot, half the carols don't even come close to expressing the true meaning of what we should be celebrating. What we should be celebrating is a child in a barn, the Son of the Most High God, with the humility to come to the most basic of people, who most of his career, when he was teaching, used farm and rural life examples to be able to teach heavenly things. I wish you the best this Christmas. I hope that you will take the time to realize that even if you're not a Christian, a baby was born that changed the world. I appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I hope you spend time with your family. I hope you don't go into debt to do so. And step by step, we're bringing rural back. Bye-bye.